Indeed, from our holy perspective and witness, you are all changing. You are all amplification of your true resonance, of your true birthright. And this is what you are engaging in. You are engaging in the historical change of atmosphere. In other words, to see yourselves rightly, to see yourselves holy, and to see and breathe through the amplification of your true essence, because you are responding to the changes quite beautifully and quite eloquently. In other words, you have good reason to cheer, good reason to be excited in your identification of truth. Now, it is important not to see oneself as a martyr. In other words, when you find yourself on the bottom, shall we say, find yourself struggling with outdated material, it is for you to remember to engage in truth. In other words, claim your right to know your divinity. Claim your right to know the truth and ask for the secret to be revealed, the pearl of wisdom. Because what you will find, dear ones, dear cohorts of love, is you are signaling your advancement and you are procuring your rights to freedom. So what you are doing, quite frankly, is you are bringing forth all those issues, items that have been in the recesses of your mind. In other words, imagine that you have a beautiful house and you are ready for sale. And as such, you have need to clean out each of the rooms, each of the closets, in preparation for the deed exchange. Now, what you are doing at this time is reaching into the bottom layer. You may consider it to be your basement, yes? What you are procuring, in fact, is the resolution of unconscious material. Because for the most part, those that are ready for ascension, for the graduated awareness, have done their good holy jobs. In other words, by and large, they are ready for advancement, ready for the next hurrah. Now, what is surfacing is that which has not been introduced to you previously. In other words, that which is new material. It is that which, when you reached into the bottom drawer, you could not reach. You may have felt like something was there, but your fingertips could only brush the very tip. You see, you may equate it to the tip of the iceberg. If you have seen that type of visualization, you understand where we are going. In other words, full discharge is due you, each of you. Full releasing of the memory banks. And so what is pouring forth for you is that which have been the stumbling blocks, that which have been working for the most part on an unconscious level. In other words, how can you possibly clear and lift up and forgive and release that which you are not consciously aware of, that which you have not correctly identified as yet, you see? And so that is what you are being afforded. That is what is your holy right. As you are attuning to the surcharge of vital source energy that has reached your planet quite beautifully, it is allowing you a full view of the entire room, of the entire domicile, of the bottom drawers, of the basements, of the attics, yes? And so you will find that you will have beautiful overlays of love. In other words, you are dreaming in your new apparatus, your new tomorrow. And then when you are least expecting it, you turn the corner and you have the holy nightmare. Now, we do not mean to judge it or to suggest that bad things are coming or afoot. More so that alchemy is coming. In other words, opportunities for full releasing and discharging blame against self and others. And what you can hope to find and expect is a pearl for your efforts. In other words, it is the grinding, the dealing with and not avoiding. Yes, that is an important key. To not avoid that which presents itself. When you choose to ignore the dirty laundry, the pile of dishes, the dust bunnies, You can do that out of habit. You can step over or simply close the kitchen door. But your time will come, and then you will have the problems. Then you will have the mold. Then you will have the allergies because of the pileup of the dust or whatever. And so what we are suggesting is some of these mild symptoms are coming to karmic resolution. In other words, I have always suffered with the mild allergies. I guess there is dust in the house, but no bother. No matter. What we are suggesting to you, dear ones, is that you have been traveling through this incarnation with this subconscious material always afoot. In other words, coloring your, one moment please, coloring your external reality. Because again, your reality is that which you choose to believe in. You are the creator and you are manifesting your dream. What you are coming to is a place of full responsibility. In other words, the brakes are being lifted. Your ability and right to create from within is growing strong. The power is being given and asserted to you. And so you are being afforded the rights to your kingdom. You are being asked to take full responsibility. Now, as you have the right to full responsibility, you have the right and expectation that you will be able to manifest at a drop of a hat. Now, this is the good news. And so what you are being asked to attune to is your extension of self with which you gauge your manifestation. In other words, if you believe in the poverty, if you believe in the fear, if you believe in the scarcity, if you believe in the judgment, etc., etc., you can be sure to have quite beautiful, interesting manifestations, extensions of self that will mirror to you these images, these mirages. Understand? Now, this is not coming to you from a punitive perspective, but more so to alert you to the need for cleanup. What we are desiring at this time as you move into full charge and ownership of self is to pay particular attention to whatever arises. In other words, be the master of your own self. Be the master of your own creations. If you notice things adrift, if you notice the judgment towards others, if you notice the memories, it is for you to work with, to open up, to reside with the higher perspective, to go within and seek the true understanding of self. Because as you go about your day, you understand that you are reviewing self. You are reviewing consciousness. Now, this is no time to continue to think of yourself as a linear being. Those days are long gone. And what you will find is as you continue to work from this lower consciousness, you will feel a bit lost. In other words, where did the party go? Understand? This is because you are climbing and acclimating quite beautifully, effortlessly, to your new attunement. So it is good, trust this, that you are easily attuning to this higher consciousness. It is therefore the suggestion of the masters that you take full access, full permission to the workings of this higher consciousness, of the higher vibrations and frequencies, to clear out the last of the vestiges, to clear out the last of the imagery that is afforded to you. There is a great work in progress. There is a great alchemy, the true alchemist that is working through you as you, that is storing up its golden nuggets in resurfacing your true heritage. So this is the time to climb to the top of the ladder, the top of the post, the top of your lighthouse, and take a good hard look at your room, at your storehouse. Be diligent about this. In other words, when the guilt comes up, when the judgments come up, when the fears come up, do not be lazy. Allow yourselves for full examination and full pardoning, full forgiveness. what you will find is as you beat to the higher drum, to the higher attunement, you will be making grand progress. You will hardly look back because these are the times that you have been expecting. These are the times of amplified consciousness, of new attunement, of your brave new world. So let us attune to the needs of those that are here, those that are here in the physicality, and those that are here through the spiritual exchange. Because there is a mighty group of the forerunners that have attuned to the words, to the energies. If you look around, you may just feel like it is so many participating. But in truth, there is a grand number. There are many that are working in higher levels of awareness. In other words, they have not brought forth the ability to access this information on a most conscious level. And so they are bringing it to themselves in piecemeal. In other words, working from the higher planes of reality. Because, dear ones, please remember, you are the multidimensional. You exist on many planes. Now, as you understand that you have many visitors you are not able to see with the physical eyes, we ask you to expand this understanding to bring the truth to you. In each moment, you do not travel alone. In each moment, you bring many guides and masters, understanders of truth, to help you problem solve, to help you heal, to help you not avoid that which is seeking karmic resolution. So if you feel lost, if you feel confused in despair, it is quite important to signal to your spiritual friends, to the higher ups, whether it be your higher self or Uncle Frank in spirit who is walking with you side by side. Ask for assistance. Insist upon it. You see, you have the karmic contract. You have agreed in this lifetime that you will ascend. And so all the forces of nature, all the forces in the universe, as you understand this to be and beyond, are expecting your victory and are here to serve. So do not travel alone. Travel with your true ascension committee, with all aspects of self. And what you will find is you will easily find your way through this last vestige of the mirage with your last hurrah as you acquaint yourself with your true heritage. So let us be of service at this time. We ask you to signal to your higher self that yes, yes, you are ready to be in wholeness, in partnership, in one with your true nature. Indeed, you have arrived. So we ask you to trust. We ask you to trust this higher aspect of self. And we ask you to release. Release any vows that you may have tripped upon, the ideas of struggle, the ideas of suffering, the ideas of martyrdom, the ideas of fear. We ask you to travel out of this paradigm now, allowing your higher self to merge with your truth, to lighten your load, to dismiss all charges against self and others, particularly against self at this time, to understand that you no longer need to suffer for those acts that you feel you may or may not have committed in past times. Because as you are most willing to serve the whole, in fact, you bust out of the system of karma. Understand? There is no need to reside in this world of duality, in the expectation that karma is due oneself. In fact, it is serving the whole. It is serving the brothers and sisters. When you assert the right to everyone's freedom, you see, when you claim the freedom for yourselves, what you are doing is you are helping others to avail themselves of this truth as well. It is only the egoic self that believes in the suffering, in the need for punishment. The idea is over. It is part of your history, as you will have it to be so. It is your divine right to step into a new paradigm, into a new programming, into a new alchemy. That is what you are. You are the alchemist of the future, and you are bringing the future into your present reality. So let us begin. We ask you to travel to your heart, to the place of truth, and to allow yourself the space, the liberal space and freedom, to live from this holy perspective, to trust that the true marriage of self has begun. We ask you to relax and to receive the truth of this holy marriage. We ask you at this time to make a commitment, to commit to seeing yourself as standing at one-ment with the truth of all those lovely brothers and sisters that have aligned to the atonement, that have ascended in consciousness. Because as you attune to the whole, you will feel the strength of this new collective, body of Christ. You see, you are not singular at all. As you afford yourselves the right to tap into this power of Source, what you will find is you will be Source itself. You will be love incarnate. Now, your life will shift and change and adjust when you adjust and align with this amplified truth, with this amplified energy exchange. It will also provide you the tools, the ammunition, to continue to bust out of all paradigms, old thinkings, old beliefs. You are the system busters, shall we say, and you are busting out, quite literally, of old beliefs. This is why it is important to be quite grounded and present in your everyday activities. Continue to uplift one another and have cause for celebration. Because you are no longer attuning to your linear life. You are waking up in Christ. And so it is. Well, I feel good. Anyone else, but oh lordy, just wonderful. Okay, so yes, Belle, well, since you're on top now, you switch places. We'll have you go first. And did you have a question, or would you like them just to tune in for you, or vote? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just have them tune in and
okay,
just so I can hear what they have to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, one moment, honey. And say first name for me, please.
Yes, Belle.
And say it one more time.
Yes, Belle.
And say it one more time.
Yes, Belle.
This is about you trusting you. This is about you saying yes to you. In other words, the more that you believe in you, the more that you trust you, what you will find is how do I say this? It's almost like a gamble in faith. When you have the courage to believe in you, and when I say you, I don't mean the ego you, you know, the part that gets scared at times or, you know, gets confused or whatever your ego thing is. But that you trust that there's a divine aspect of your true self that literally has like the codes of ascension, which you do, by the way. And as you lean on that, you trust on that. I'm just gonna keep babbling because you're gonna, something, one of these little things is gonna really hit for you. You know, it's sort of like you bank on that, you know, like you bet on that. So how do I wanna say this? Say your name one more time, please.
Yes, Beau.
Okay. So it's sort of like walking on faith and betting on you. In other words, you have no idea how you're going to pull off a particular situation, how you're going to give a reading in like a situation that it's like, oh my gosh, I've never done that before. I don't even know how to do that. Or I don't know how to, whatever it is, like something that your ego mind would say, like, are you kidding? As you just hold a positive expectation and the belief that as you, here's what they want to say, as you rely on source within, as you identify, it's like what they were saying, as you identify with source within, you can do anything that is presented to you. You can do anything that it's like spirit or God puts on your heart that you have a desire to do. You can do anything that comes your way. So if someone comes for a reading, someone comes for a healing, whatever it is, that understand that they were guided to you, and therefore you have the apparatus to complete it successfully. This is how it feels to me. I feel like spirit wants you really to accelerate and go into a true understanding of who you are. And I feel like you've kind of dabbled a little bit, you know, like you've kind of tested it a little bit. It's almost like Michelangelo taking like a beginner's painting class. And they say, okay, here's your canvas, here are your paints, you know, paint a flower, paint a bird or something. And Michelangelo's like, okay, I kind of understand how this is. But the thing is, he's got fifth dimensional consciousness within him. So the thing is, when he paints, here's what I want to say to you. When he paints from a feeling that he's this linear being learning from the linear art instructor, he's going to kind of do a little bit like what the teacher's doing, because the teacher's saying do it like this, so he does it like this, because he's kind of aligning to like a lower consciousness. As Michelangelo starts tapping into his true self, that's what they're trying to tell you now. As he starts, and I'm getting the chills, my sweetheart, as he starts tapping into his true self, suddenly he's got fifth dimensional consciousness going on, and his gifts are just overflowing. That's you. And the chills that are running through my body, I feel like I am just like a little Christmas tree here. I am totally lit up. My whole body is just like the waves of truth are coming through me. You are a master. We all are, I get that, but you specifically, you are a master, and your time has arrived. The way you're going to grow into your mastership is to expect it, to believe in it, to trust it. Spirit is seeking to work through you. Spirit is seeking to send people to you. I even sent Norman to you. I was like, Norman, you need to meet this girl because she's really sweet and nice, and you're really gifted. You truly are. I mean, and it was just like I was already led. I'm like sending people to you, like people need to meet you, people need to know you. That's just how it feels to me. It's important for you to recognize, not from an ego perspective, but from an awareness that spirit has healing to do through you to reach others. But if you don't get the recognition of your value, you will keep the covers over you. You will keep the blanket over you. You will, I don't know how to say this, but I don't know what you're doing and what you're doing with readings or not. I'm so curious, of course, now. But you will just keep doing I'll just do a couple of readings here and there, da da da. And spirit's like, oh my God, if you have any idea the plans that we have for you. So it's time to start thinking big. It's time to start thinking powerfully. In other words, power resides within you. Power resides in your solar plexus. So it's like the power of your center is the power of source. The power of your center is the power of source. And as you claim that, as you allow yourself the liberation of spirit to live in and through you, God can start working miracles through you. And say your name again, please.
Yes, Beau.
And say it one more time, please.
Yes, Beau.
Spirit is betting on you, and spirit needs you to bet on yourself a little bit more. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. After all that, I get a yeah.
I need to actually start doing more stuff. I'm really not doing that many readings or much at all.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing?
Well, I was doing a yoga teacher training.
Okay.
And I just got back a week ago.
Okay.
But I haven't really put myself out there.
Well, you're putting yourself out there learning how to teach yoga. So you know, you are in that respect, because what this is about is you bringing enlightened awareness and consciousness in a grand, powerful way. So there are many ways to bring that amplified energy to others. So my strong feeling is if you're teaching yoga, it's coming, it will be coming through again, despite how you were learned to teach, despite how, okay, put your hand here, put your finger here, that kind of thing. You're gonna be teaching high frequency yoga. I don't know how else to say that, but depending, it's almost like a church, you know, you can have the same denomination, but depending on who the minister is, you're gonna get a very different energy or flavor to the experience. So it's the same thing with yoga. You teaching yoga is an entirely frequency-wise different experience than someone else with lower vibrational energy teaching yoga. Does that make sense? So, okay, so from that perspective, you are doing something, but there's more that they want to say to you regarding that. And say your name again, please.
Yes, Belle.
And say it one more time.
Yes, Belle.
Yeah, this is about betting on you. This is about trusting that you are, okay, this is the only way I can think to say it to you, is there's some story with like the goose that laid the golden egg. And I don't know what it is, but anyway. So imagine that you're the goose, I kid you not. This is what I get from spirit, you know, they use what's in my brain. Imagine that you're the goose and you're just looking for your riches. You're looking for your next opportunity. And lo and behold, like you have an itch or something. So you kind of move to adjust and you find out that the golden egg, ha, you've been sitting on it all along. You possess amazing, how do I want to say this to you? You possess amazing truths, amazing like alignments to divinity. And the way you're going to, I'm going to say this way, I'll leave you with that, but it's important. So listen to the recording again afterwards. The way that you're going to recognize it is by faith, and that's the tricky part. It's not like you're going to suddenly see it. It's more that you start realizing you already are it. And that's why you've always been attracted to this stuff all along. And the more that you start believing that, trusting in that, what you will find out is like somehow the miracles are just going to start like spewing out of you. Like, I don't know, like someone at yoga class, like you're saying, oh, I don't do readings anymore. But you're going to be working with some, like one of your new students in yoga or whatever, and suddenly you're just going to start knowing all these things. Like it's just going to start pouring out of you as you start having, I don't know how else to say this, but a little bit more self-respect for your abilities. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Kind of.
I think so.
Okay. What part doesn't make sense?
Well, the actual like trusting and just knowing, I guess I should just keep doing more of what I do, and then that's gonna start coming out of me threefold or something like that.
Okay, and say your name again, please.
Yes, Belle.
And say it one more time.
Yes, Belle.
There was somebody, I don't know if it was in this lifetime or not, but you've got somebody that, goodness, how do I say this? You got someone that made you believe against yourself. So it's sort of like if you've ever read the Four Agreements, and they say, Don Miguel Ruiz says that like words are spells. So if someone tells you you're no good, you're not capable, you don't know what you're talking about, it really doesn't matter unless you accept it. And once you accept it, it becomes a spell. And because we create what we believe, if, and I'm getting the chills with this. So if you believe you're not good enough, you don't know what you're talking about, you're actually going to create that limited experience of, I don't really know what I'm talking about yet. And that's what it feels like to me. I feel like, I feel like part of you categorizing yourself like in a lower category than you really are is because of that inherited spell. So what they're asking you to do is simply work with spirit. You can take a candle, you can simply go within your heart and break the spell. You simply, you're the witch, you have the ability to break the spell. Because you're the one that created, you're the one that said yes to the spell. Therefore, you can now say no. And so it's simply a matter of going to spirit and say, help, you know, I ask that all spells, you know, be broken now and for all eternity that have to do with me not having self-cherishing ideas and thoughts about self, of me not understanding my worth and value in all places of time, past, present, and future in all lifetimes. And as you do that, I'm watching it. You're taking your power back. I'm getting chills. So it's about taking your power back and living from this truth. And say your name again, please.
Yes, Beth.
Yeah. It's important. It's beautiful. That's what I want to say first. It's beautiful. And it's important. And they're saying it's actually perfect timing. It's perfect timing. Because I feel like up to this time, those words would have just been words. In other words, Slay said to say this, da, 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 whatever, what's for lunch? But at this point, you have enough like energetic power within yourself so that when you say those words, you can truly claim it and make it real for you. So,
okay.
It's just wonderfully perfect. Really, really good. You are so very welcome. And I still look like a little ghost here. I have to figure that out. Hey, Norman.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, you don't look like a ghost at all. How can I help you?
Well, I'm like, I'm red-blooded. You know, you can try cleaning the lens. That might help. Your camera.
I'll do that while you're... Oh, that's better. Oh, Norman, are you good? All right, send me your bill.
How about that? I'm open to pretty much, you know, whatever they, you know, give them my regards. I know that they're out there and they really, were working on stuff. And so I'm open to whatever they have to offer, give me as far as, you know, my journey and what's manifesting and, just so that I'm staying on the right path, and I think everything's on time, but I'm just open to whatever you have to say to me.
Okay. One moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Norman.
And say it one more time.
Norman.
And say it one more time.
Norman.
And say it one more time.
Norman.
You have a brother in spirit wanting to come live and reside with you. Now, I know you have an actual brother in spirit. I don't feel like it's him. I feel like it's like a spiritly brother. In other words, a being of light that is working with you and wants to kind of reside with you and amplify your energy, amplify your consciousness, and help almost like teach you how to be a master. It's so funny because I'm looking at Yoda of all people. I don't know why they're showing me Yoda, and yet that's who I have. I've got Yoda here. Norman, say your name again, please.
Norman.
And say it one more time.
Norman.
I feel like you have your own kind of like teaching format. It's a spiritual master. He is with you. He's asking you to like make room for him in your life. And you're going to say, well, how do I do that? Norman, say your name again, please.
Norman.
He's saying, like, it's time to, like, start releasing all your concerns about the linear. In other words, he says, you've lived a good linear life up to now. He says, let's try something else. In other words, let's play from a higher perspective. He says, what if you weren't Norman after all? He says, what if you were a very advanced light being? He says, like, could you handle that? Can you dig that? So my feeling is, I'm trying to figure out if he's actually you or someone separate from you. And say your name one more time, please.
Norman.
Yeah, it's an energy separate from you, but you have worked with him extensively. He's showing me, like, all these... geometry, like almost Pythagoras, like all these like great thinkers throughout the ages. And I'm looking at like, what are these? They look like Greek temples to me. And so you have access, you understand a lot of, you must have been really good at math, I'm guessing. You understand a lot of these geometry, formulas, or what have you. And so there's been some type of like agreement or pact that you will have access to that, and you will begin to, I don't really understand it myself, to be really frank with you, but somehow you're going to start using the energy of these geometric forms or whatever they are in your life. And so the way that you do that is you begin to think of yourself as not just Norman. You begin to understand that you've got like a spiritual playmate that's working beside you, helping you to understand how to work with the energy in your life. And it makes sense to me because you're just such an amazing manifester. It's just, I just see you, to you, I understand that you're Norman, so this is all you've known. But if you're me and you talk to like zillions of people, you would be very impressed with how you use your mind and how you manifest and how what you choose to focus on. And you're just really top notch. Most people are not as efficient as you are in working with mind and in creating and things of that nature. I mean, they're really not, but I get why you are, because apparently you are quite the master. You are quite the master. And so what Spirit's doing is asking you to start being, start acclimating to the awareness that you are a spiritual being. Of course, you understand that you are, but those words are meaningless compared to what they want to say to you. Hold on one second. And say your name one more time, please.
Norman.
Start playing, because you're such a good manifester, they like what I just said. Start playing with this idea that you've got masters working with you very intimately. Like, what I mean by that is they pretty much travel with you 24/7, helping you to really understand consciousness and really understand it has to do with power of creation, power of manifestation. You're really, I know these are just words, but it's not going to feel like just words, and it really won't be very long before you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I get what you were talking about. I just had this dream. This being came to me in my meditation. It's going to be things like that. They're working with you to bring forth these healings. It's like healing codes, healings. I just keep saying these geometry things, but it's very real. If you ever get flashes of these geometric shapes, whatever, it's because on another level of consciousness, Spirit is working with you. Because remember, Norman, when you think of Norman, you're at one level of consciousness, but you're residing on different levels. And so I'm getting the chills when I say that. And so it's these different levels that are coming down. My strong feeling is in the days to come, you're going to have like seminars or workshops or some vehicle in which you will present these ideas to the masses, because it's crucial that this information gets out. So, because it's going to help. It's just going to be so helpful. So it's about you getting it for your own personal life. I feel like when I tune into you, you're actually working with these symbols or geometry right now as we speak, like on another level, on another level. Personally, I don't understand it, so I couldn't tell you what it was if my life depended on it, but it has to do with sacred geometry. But you have like they keep saying, like, the tools of creation, the tools of manifestation. Whoever you are in your true spiritual self, it's really quite high. And I don't say that from like, oh, you should think good of yourself, but more so that you, they're saying to have appreciation for your higher selves, abilities, aptitude, and the willingness to work with spirit. So to get back to what I first said initially, it's about giving yourself permission to open up to master consciousness that's with you. My feeling is